This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I got to go back and watch this. I haven't seen
it
in a long time.
So good, dude.
I know. I remember. All right, so a scene in a movie with an animal. Or a show. With an animal, and the Phils. Let me give you the Twitter poll question of the day. As we've been discussing, it's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive, ArminChevy.com. Poll question, are you viewing the Philly season as A, glass half full, or B, glass half empty? People have been very quick triggered this year, and I get it. But they do have a pretty darn good baseball team. Probably will make the playoffs. Could win the World Series. How do you view that?
Have you often been described as a quick trigger?
John. See, here's the problem. If I say never, then you're going to say, well, then you never had the chance. So I'm going to say no. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of a no-win. He'll find a way. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, John already won with the line to begin with.
He'll find a way.
John is so proud of himself right now. I've never seen anything.
He's in a mood today. I like it.
He is in a mood today.
This.
All right, second poll question is, I move on. Ben Simmons played a game the other day, lost. His team got eliminated. His contract has finally ended. Thank the Lord. Poll question. Do you think he's going to get another NBA deal? Basically, what we're getting at is, do you think his career ends or not? But what we're kind of getting at is, do you think a team's going to say, let's saddle up for a year with the Ben Simmons experience and all the nonsense that comes with it?
Does he put
is he worth it?
Does he put a butt in anyone's seat?
Well, I mean, think about this. Teams are going to be lining up after all the offseason shooting videos he's going to put out.
Exactly.
So, think about that.
But I think the bigger thing is this. Is he someone that can be a top 15 player on a team? Yes. He can defend. He can run. He's fast. He can rebound.
He could be a good bench player, theoretically, in theory.
Yeah. It's sort of like, do you want to sign up for the pain in the ass thing?
Right.
That's what the poll question's getting at. So do you think an NBA team signs him? Yes or no? All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. With everything we're discussing today, let's get to Gary in Whitehall. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing today?
Doing great, Gary.
Ben Simmons, that would be a regular season contract possibility, playoffs, CMP.
It sounds like you think someone will sign him. Look, someone probably will. But I'll say this, it's possible he's played his last NBA game. That is not impossible.
There's always the New Orleans Jazz and the Washington Wizards. So, somebody will take him.
Look at you going with the New Orleans Jazz from, 50 years ago, right? Pete Maravich?
The New Orleans Jazz?
Dude,
what?
That was Maravich in the 70s.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
I know what you meant, yep.
But anyway, as far as Philly's half empty, because this bullpen is really, you can flip a coin each day, and day in, day out with the bullpen. But if your most valuable player right now on the team is Kyle Schwarber, I don't need to see him playing left field. If you want to get day off his feet, then give him the day off.
Gary, you know they made Game 6 of the World Series with Schwarber playing left. And I think this concept that it's impossible for him to play left is
Schwarber
just ridiculous.
Schwarber won a World Series playing left field for the Cubs.
Yeah, no, he was 10 years younger, but you're right. Yeah. Gary, he can't look. I think one of the things is, do you really want to do it to get JT's bat out there sometimes? I mean, that was part of the theory, that sometimes it's to get JT out there. Not that they've done it too much, but they have a little bit as a DH. Man, he's just backsliding. He just is.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Which is sad. It's nothing to rip him for. He's given the Phillies and he's given both baseball teams he's played for great service.
Right.
And he continues to. Well, behind the plate, but he's just not much of a hitter anymore. He's just not.
Well, I think this is another one of those things where you're overdoing.
Maybe.
Really do. Quick trigger. I think the JT trigger is the quickest of the
I'm going to stand by my prediction that he will be batting eighth in the postseason. I'll stand by it. Gary, give me an answer for a great scene in a movie or a show with an animal.
I'm going to go with the tiger in a hotel bathroom.
Oh, yeah. That is a really good answer.
Are you sure he'll be batting eighth and not ninth behind Johan Rojas?
You know, Johan's still over 300.
I know. He's batting 303, man.
How is that real? How? You,
by the
I
way,
really
JT just grounded into another double play. We just missed it. It just happened. Yeah.
Yeah. See, James, that's rude. Here I am saying there's nothing to rip the guy for.
But true.
You know, he's giving great service. Hey, you know what he might
Alec
be?
Alec Bohm has hit into more than JT. Alec
that's
Bohm.
True.
Well, Bohm's no slower. One's slower on the planet. Yeah. No one makes a tough double play look routine more than Alec Bohm.
And I feel like it's always with two outs, too. Oh. Like, it always ends the inning, and it's so deflating.
With one out, you mean.
With one out. Yeah.
To
create
Sorry.
Two outs.
Sorry. Yeah.
A double play always creates
you
two
guys
outs.
Are just killing Devin this morning. I'm just going to turn my mic off for the
I'm gonna have to coach her during the break.
We love
Devin,
you
turn the mic off. You turn the mic off. I go. You know, so you're still
that
here.
Was TJ Houshmandzadeh. Thank you. We're just bringing back all the
Hold
hits
on.
Today.
Now that James, I was going to bring this up later, but James just went there with TJ Houshmandzadeh. So let me say this: I get a text message yesterday, and the text message is TJ Houshmandzadeh's cell phone number.
What?
And my buddy says, and trust me, he's got it. And my buddy says, you've got to get him on.
Oh, you're right, my God. Oh, what a good idea.
I got it.
Let's do this.
So just know, I won't show the camera.
Hey, TJ, the only reason we're having you on is because of this audio.
I don't want to expose his phone number, but Devin, I'll just show real quick. I got his number. I don't know if you can see that. Probably not.
You know, people can like pause stuff and all that.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing it fast.
Man, we just don't do it.
I don't want anyone to.
We believe you, Joe. You don't have to inadvertently
do it. I know, right?
So, John, do you know anything about his personality? Would he be a gamer to have some chuckles with the Devin's?
Yes. Absolutely.
Good.
He's doing media things, and he seems like a really fun guy.
Not the first time someone has mispronounced
sure.
his name.
Well,
so.
Maybe, maybe we get that going in the coming days. Let's get to Patrick in Tabernacle right now. Good morning, Patrick.
Morning, everybody. How we doing?
Super, Patrick.
Hey, listen, I told Seltzer, there's no way. And Rhea, I'm sorry. I know you stepped in to help her out. There's no way you guys can just blow by what Devin just said. Devin.
Yeah.
Listen, man, that's really, you know, I don't even know where to begin.
I've left you.
We can tell you're like speechless.
Dinosaurs, like, I seriously, that's just unbelievable. And this is you're now at Joe's level when it comes to animals. Congratulations.
The
Welcome
animal.
That's actually like the meanest possible comparison. So.
It really
and
does hurt.
Here you go. I'm gonna go one quick thing, Devin. I'm gonna go feed my. I got some hens and some goats and stuff. I'm gonna go feed my hens. I have 9 hens.
Uh-huh.
How many wings you get out of them?
Oh boy.
Do I really have to answer this?
Well, no,
there is concern.
There is concern. You know what? She's like Alec Bohm that night. Bohm didn't want the ball hit to him in third. Right now,
Hens.
Is she 18. Saying I bleeping hate this place right now?
Yeah. They have 18 wings.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. Cool. There it is.
All right, better than Joe.
Hey.
Yeah, keep
were
your
you
sarcastic
not,
clap, Joe.
Were you uncertain?
No.
Okay.
I just didn't know if I actually was supposed to answer it or not.
All right, Patrick, what do you got?
She did seem certain. She was positive.
On our surging fighting Phillies, 2 good weeks in a row. What do you say?
listen, I still see what I've seen all year, and you know, you're going to pigeonhole me into a glass half empty guy in a sense. I mean, listen, this team is good. This team is real good, no doubt. And I know our bats. You know, I said before, like a week, you know, the schedule is going to be helping us. We started at Chicago, you know, on the road, which didn't look like an easy task. But listen, they're gonna make some noise. But when I say the glass is half empty, I'm comparing it almost to the expectations that I've had with this team. And yeah, it does still go back a couple years, and it's just like this slide that I'm seeing. Even though we have all we got a lot of talent. You know, the arms we have, the bullpen showing a little bit of life. Maybe there's something we can do later in the season. But, man, just, you know, yeah. And your point with JT, it is, look.
Yeah, he's sliding. I will say this, Patrick. I will say this to you and all the glass half empty folks. You know, maybe other than the Dodgers, everyone else has flaws too. I mean, you know, like. It's just what it is. I mean, you know, like what the Eagles put out there at the end of the year when they were like a frickin' Mack truck, that's rare in sports. I mean, the Eagles had some flaws this year, not many, but they had some, and they became an all-time juggernaut by the end. There's a lot of teams that win in baseball that have issues.
The Rangers just did a couple years ago. That was team had a 10-game losing streak in August, and they won the World Series.
Think about that.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
That's outrageous. Yeah. So, you know. Yeah. All right, Patrick, give me an answer for a scene in a movie or a show with an animal.
It's one of my all-time.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching. Phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Opening scene in Jaws, and it's a shark in the movie, and it's an animal, so it does qualify.
Yeah, no. So one of what could be a couple Jaws answers today, he goes with the opening scene. 215-592-9494. It's 7 o'clock today. AMA, you ask, we answer. Last call to get those questions in. Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. What do you want to know? 7 o'clock, we'll have some fun with AMA. Also up ahead in 1 minute, something from Bill Simmons about Joel Embiid the other day. Interesting. Something to tuck away and be aware of. We'll get to that, the big guy, Joel, in 1 minute.
Mother's Day. It's time to honor the moms in our lives, the strong women who gave you unconditional love on your worst days, and those women who hold your home together, mom to your children, and she's your best friend, too. Now it's your turn to give back with the timeless gift from Benari Jewelers. Benari Jewelers at Exton in Newtown Square is your destination for timeless, beautiful, and meaningful gifts for all those we call mom. Show your love and gratitude with classic diamond earrings, a stunning diamond bracelet, an elegant diamond pendant, or the perfect forever symbol of your gratitude, a sophisticated diamond eternity band. Or browse Benari's extensive collection of famed designer David Yurman with the largest selection of David Yurman in all of Greater Philadelphia. From cable and chain bracelets to pendants with eye-catching precious colored stones, whatever Whatever you choose, Benari promises exceptional quality and uncompromising craftsmanship, just what mom deserves. Benari Jewelers, Exton in Newtown Square.
All right, so great to have you with us here on this Wednesday morning. So Tuesday night, a couple things in the NBA. Steph gets injured. I hope it's not too bad, because you just want to see a full Steph in the playoffs and give them a shot.
Yeah, especially we don't know how many more Steph.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah. And I'd also say this, especially because he, like Jokic, and I would put Giannis in the group, three true stars that I actually
that show
like.
Up well, and that like I, actually play games.
Yeah, that
yeah.
I like
yeah,
because
totally.
Of that and other stuff.
And like, Jimmy Two's on that team, too.
Jimmy Butler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying like that's
oh,
a
yeah.
fun team to kind of watch and root for in
no
the playoffs.
No question. So, you know, I mean, think how many stars, you know, just total pain in the ass.
I would like to see Jimmy get a title. Too. Like, I think
well,
that guy,
the irony is he's a pain in the ass, but he has laid
but
it on the line.
But we've seen him. You know,
I know,
I respect the type of way he goes about his business.
Well
I respect
the way.
Other than getting out of Miami, whatever.
Out
or
of
getting
Miami,
out of here. Out
of Minnesota.
I should have said on the court.
Okay.
On the court. He does the same stuff as others, but on
yes.
the court he gives it his all
correct.
Every time.
All right.
We like CJ GJ, too.
Exactly. So, but the other thing from the NBA last night was interesting. The Pacers took a 2-0 series lead in the East, not expected.
Insane ending.
Correct.
That game.
Yep. So, John, they pulled off something that's wild. Check this out. Since the NBA started tracking this stuff, 1997-98 season, which was the last season Jordan played with the Bulls, when a team is down by 7 points in the final minute of the fourth quarter or overtime, teams in that scenario up until 2 weeks ago had been 1-1,640.
No way.
The Pacers have pulled it off twice
Reggie
already
Miller's the
in
other
the playoffs.
Wow. Oh, that's this year?
Yeah.
They've done it twice in the last 2 weeks. Prior yeah. to that,
wow.
it was 1-1,640 losses.
That's
crazy.
That's unbelievable.
Is Reggie
phenomenal.
Miller that one? I don't know.
I don't
maybe.
Know. That's
maybe.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. So, just unbelievable. All right. Joel, what's going to happen? I don't know. I don't know if he's going to get traded or not. I don't know if he's going to play or not be able to play. Bill Simmons floated a possibility the other day. Bill Simmons and John's buddy Ryan Russillo just discussing a potential with Joel. And this would kind of be a flyer by the Lakers. And the Sixers just taking the risk that he doesn't get good again. It's possible. Here's what they said.
Can you think of anything where if you're the Lakers, you go, now I have to think about this a little bit.
Embiid?
That's something the Lakers would like traditionally do.
Talk about get out of jail free cards.
I think the Sixers would do it in a second, by the way.
We'll give you all of our expirings and a first, and we'll get you out of the Joel Embiid business. Here's your get out of jail free card right now. You don't have to deal with them anymore.
I heard Embiid was available at the trade deadline. It'd be irresponsible to not even ask. Yeah, oh yeah.
Come on.
You think it's surprising that that Daryl would potentially float the idea?
I just hadn't heard that. I was excited about the info. Yeah, so, all right, that's my favorite Lakers move. All their expirings and two first-round picks, and they get Embiid. And Philly
so
just
not
gets,
Reeves.
Reeves isn't in it.
Oh, Reeves isn't in it.
He's not in it. You don't even get Reeves. We don't know if Embiid's ever playing again. I'm like, I'll take Embiid. You can have one of our first round picks, and here's some bunch of expirings.
So you hear at one point, one of them says one first round pick, one of them says two. I don't think they'll even get two. John, if I presented you with let's just say one first round pick, like you get basically nothing back.
A Lakers pick, no less.
Right. That's what I mean by nothing, because they're going to be a playoff team. But you just remove Embiid from the salary cap, but you also remove his talent if he ever gets good again. You
so
doing it?
Are we just
convinced so depressing?
That he will never.
Well, we don't.
That's the question he's asking. Yeah. What do you think?
Now, listen. To be fair, the Sixers will be more informed than we are in guessing. I mean, they have his medicals. We don't. John, as we sit here today, if I could say to you, you get to snap your fingers. It's Dorothy and the ruby red slippers.
It's so tempting.
You're just out. You're out of it.
Exasperating the way that the way we've all been through this. You're ready to just say, "Yeah, I want to wash my hands of this. Please, just get it away, so I don't have to think about Joel.
Now, you know, the
and the health problems and everything that comes with it. But I need to know for sure.
You're not going to know for sure. The Sixers
Embiid
and Lakers would have to take a leap of faith from different ends. No one's going to know for sure. Here's what I will say. If he does get good again, which I don't think he will, okay, but if he does, and you got Cooper Flagg and you had Tyrese Maxey, then you could vault pretty.
I'm okay with that.
Meaning, yeah, you would trade him. I know you would.
I wanted him traded 2 years ago. By the way, half of that report was not true, and B was not made available at the trade deadline.
He couldn't be.
Because he's not eligible until June.
Yeah, he couldn't be traded. That was just wrong.
I don't know where that
part
whole
was
thing, that was kind of nonsense.
James, you snap your fingers and he's gone, yes or no?
Yeah, probably.
Probably, right?
I hate it. I feel like gross about it, but yeah, probably.
I think so, too. Look, you can weigh in on that. I mean, I feel gross about it as well, because you would lose the talent that could still take the court if he can. If he can. But I just can't believe in it much anymore.
And it would just be the end. Like, you know, it'd just be like officially, and you know, in our minds it kind of is, but it'd be officially the end of it all. You know, that whole era.
I totally agree. And by the way,
officially the end for him to turn around and go out there and play with LeBron and Luka.
Well, if he's healthy, they could win a championship.
Try to win a championship.
Yeah, I mean, if he's healthy, obviously
they
could.
I mean, that team with Joel as their center, they don't have to lean in much to what he's doing.
But can he even play for two straight playoff months? Forget the 6 months of the regular season.
That's, yeah.
Can he play a game one and a game two and a game three and a game four? I mean, I don't, probably not. All right, 215-592-9494. So if you want to weigh in on Joel, you certainly can. AMA, phone calls, and a ton up ahead on 94WIP.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.